When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay. So I'm doing a Love Doctor segment.
Yay. Mm.
I noticed that I have a gift. I am very good at setting people up. I am. I'm gifted. It's true.
You're my polar opposite.
Yeah, no, you're the worst. And I noticed, by the way, that a lot of people stay in things they shouldn't be staying in. And or they get into things they shouldn't have gotten in the first place. And I think I get that there's compromise in a relationship, but I feel like the beginning needs to be fireworks. You got to have that.
I agree.
Yep.
You've got to have that because I think that kind of chemistry is going to hold you together through the thick and the thin if there's a hope and a prayer. But I notice like so many people always go for like the perfect on paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're not happy.
So many people.
Or they play it safe and they're not happy. Like I was talking to this girl my little brother was dating and she was telling me that her sister was in a 12-year marriage. And called it 12 years a slave. That's how bad it was.
Oof. No way.
And then waited for the guy. I said, what made her leave? Yeah.
Look that at sounds you. Like a life sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I said, well, what made her leave? Oh, the guy. She waited for someone else to come along. I'm like, you stayed until someone else came along? Like, you didn't want to be alone. You didn't think it'd be better to be alone than to be in a relationship you don't like? And not only that, but she ended up with the guy she wanted to be with. Before she got married, but he wasn't like perfect on paper, right? And I just think when you're getting into something, I don't think you should compromise on what you're looking for. I think it's better to be alone. And I'm not saying you need to wait for somebody to be perfect. You need to wait for somebody to be everything, but they should be good enough that you're not seeking to change them and make a square peg a round one from go. That's a mistake.
Yeah, totally.
It's a mistake, Scooty.
I agree, but what about red flags? I say you run out of red flag.
Oh, I give it 3 red flags.
3? Wow. They don't get 3 with me. They get 1.
They don't get to repeat a mistake.
That's fair.
But like, what are you deeming a red flag?
Yeah.
Anything that I don't like. Anything that hasn't worked in the past that like that has made an issue in a past relationship or a past something.
Did you hear what she just said?
Anything I don't like.
Don't settle.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, this is to enter my zone. This is what you've got to do.
The other day I was going through stuff with a Scooty and I was basically like running through like this person, this person, this person. I was like, oh, that person's not in my life anymore. That person's not in my life anymore. Not talking. No, we don't talk to my dad. No, we don't talk to my sister. No, we don't. And I was like, this is a pretty big red flag. I mean, you know, but it's like if there was, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a red flag. But you don't know the extenuating circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that doesn't
so
mean...
So do you cut them out or do you give them a chance to prove themselves? Like, that's like, oh, that's not good. What's going on there?
They deserve a chance, but I mean... Normally.
You just run at the first sight without knowing if it was them or something.
Oh, I'll let them like try to explain themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the situation, but it normally doesn't pan out in their favor.
Oh, man.
But it's like, is the red flag, are we talking like, I just saw him steal something from the store we're in?
Right.
Or is it like,
yeah.
Ooh, he left the dishes in the sink.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
I mean, and that might be equally as important to you, but.
I'm trying to think of a good red flag.
Okay.
Let me think about it.
Because I see so many people go with perfect on paper and it's a mistake. Mm-hmm. If the chemistry's not there, it doesn't matter.
Well, also perfect on paper very often ends up being things that you wish you did or had or qualities you wish you had. But it's like, I remember once saying, okay, people always make these lists, which I never did. So I was like, what would I put on my list? And some of those things were like, let's just like do like the bucket list of what you would want.
Okay.
And, oh, speaks French.
That's not fair.
It's dumb stuff like that. And then at the end of it, I was like, you know what? These are all things like, I want to speak French. I want to do this. I don't need this person for my on paper. I just needed me to fill all these blanks and the other person to compliment that. Not like, right. Hey, not compliment, you're so good.
But complete.
But complete.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You don't want them to complete you. You want them to compliment your life. Yes, I get it.
Yeah. And yeah. I think like with my wife, with Lori, one of the first things that we were friends for 8 months. Somebody introduced us and we were like, hey, yeah, we're going to be friends. And part of what made it work so well for me was I wasn't trying to fix her. I wasn't trying to take care of
her. That's the thing. If you immediately go in thinking you're going to fix Jake.
Well, I have no idea why you'd be looking at me.
Yeah, right.
What are you talking
about?
You're
already, by the way, you're already playing out some pattern. Because if you're trying to fix somebody, you're trying to save your dad or save your mom or make them love you because they hit, you know, if you weren't good enough, this time you're going to be good enough. I mean, it shouldn't be like that. If you don't get at least a year of bliss, that there's a red flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like my little brother is so triggered by this girl that he's dating, who I actually happen to, you know, this kid has her demons like we all do, but I think she's like a great kid. I like her so far. But it triggers him. Her issues are triggering his issues. That's exactly it, yep. Jake. Jake knows what the issue is. And that's exactly, you're spot on. And that is the flag. Yeah, because we talked about it at dinner. Jake was referencing that he knows what it is. Anyway, and part of me wants to be like, oh, this shouldn't be so hard right now, Greg. Mm-hmm. This shouldn't be so hard. But I'm like, the girl is worth the time to see if they can work it through, and he's not trying to save her, but it's making him, her issues are triggering him to feel really insecure. So I was like, well, there's something in this for you. There's a lesson, you know, like you can grow, you can evolve. Now he's thinking about getting in therapy, which is long overdue.
Whoa,
yep.
No way.
Yep. Our little dinner moved him along.
Yes.
I think.
That's
great. But like, it just, man, I don't believe it should start out so difficult. That's a flag.
Yeah. I agree.
It shouldn't be like a hell ride the first.
No.
And when it is, Jesus, you'll know. 3 months in, it's like, this is a hell ride.
Yeah.
You know? And it just shouldn't be. When did you start to have issues with Gailey?
Well, I mean.
Not that it's a hell ride. I'm just saying.
No, it was never a hell ride. But like, when I started to be more honest with myself about how I felt about, you know, things. Like her work and stuff.
Oh, I get
like, you know, in the beginning, when it was casual, it was like, oh, it's cool. We're just banging, you know, whatever.
Cheese face.
She doesn't know. That's what she's trying to figure out.
Oh, like, what does she do?
She was a porn star.
Okay.
And like.
That's not flag. That's not fine.
Not just a porn star. Like, she was up there. Like,
yeah,
you know,
she was good.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I think
he's like, oh God,
there were problems started to come out when I was like, okay, you know, she's coming back from work to me and I'm just like, it was triggering too. And the insecurity, you know.
Honey.
You know, how are you supposed to feel?
Yeah.
No,
are you
right,
still dating?
No. We broke up on good terms, and then now we're just not friends because it hurts her too much, I guess, you know. But she's still one of my favorite people.
Yeah, choices have consequences, you know.
It shouldn't.
But what Jake said is spot on. Jake said when he was honest with himself about what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's the key. At the end of the day, you always just need to tune in and be like, what's right for me, period.
Where are you at, though? Because, like, is right for you just doesn't matter who the chick is right now?
No, I just think, like...
Because I kind of wonder if you almost have... There's so much candy in the candy store that, like, none of it looks good anymore to you.
No, I just...
I swear to God. It's insane.
I just feel like I don't... It's not a priority in my life right now because there's something to being in tune with yourself and spending alone time and... You know, not feeling like you need to check in with someone or explain yourself, or you said you were going to call me. Why didn't you call me? Like any of that nonsense that comes with being in a relationship, unless the other person
is so chill.
I get it. But the truth is that there is a certain level of expectation behavior wise. And so when you're out of a 10-year marriage, one of the things that you need to learn is that you don't need to check in with anyone anymore, which is very strange.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's part of, for me, why I'm not in a rush for any of that is because I did my time. And I loved being married to a certain point, and then it was no longer right for me anymore.
But it shouldn't be like that. Like, you and Lori are not like that.
No. I mean, I think that's also it.
How long have you guys been together
for? Long time.
We've been together. We'll be married 10 years this August. We've been together 12, 13 years.
And before that, were you in another relationship?
I was.
But committed, marriage and all of that?
No, for like a year and a half. Because after the previous relationship, I just was like, no, I really don't want to break up with anyone again. I don't want to go through this maybe not.
Right.
It's like the feeling I struggle with. Like, right, exactly. So it's the same thing like how I feel about dogs, right? Like it breaks my heart. To think about having to lose another dog or dogs.
Oh my God, I totally relate.
Right? I have not been able to deal with that yet because there is a lot of heartache and pain that goes in.
Yeah.
So the same thing with a relationship, right? No one gets into a relationship wanting to break up. No one gets into a relationship thinking it's going to end in divorce.
Absolutely not.
No one ends up – like you don't do that. That's not why you do it. So to say that, am I afraid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I haven't dated in 10 years. So what's that like? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So it's very different when you kind of put yourself out there round two because you're like, okay, and then you have all these societal pressures. Like, are you going to have a kid? Do you want to have a kid? Blah, blah, blah. And, and I'm like, no, dude, you know what? All I want to do is do my work, be happy, go hear music, make music, travel. That's it.
That's exactly where I was.
And maybe that's where I need to be right now.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. A friend just called to run out. I'm going to run out. And it was freeing and that it made me be like that, which you're becoming.
But you haven't lost that, have you? In this relationship.
That's what I mean.
And that's what I want one day for you is to not lose.
You won't lose
your ability to watch the sunset in the right relationship.
Right. But. There's expectation.
There is. Gee, I'm with you on that.
You know,
no matter how good, how perfect the relationship is.
You still have to give up your time.
It's there.
Yourself.
Yeah. It's not giving up.
Like, Mama, if I want to stay at your house and, like, we have dinner at the house and I decide to crash on your couch.
You've never done that one time.
Right. But I'm just saying. But if I want to do that, I want to be – I've stayed at your house, but not on the couch.
But I could do that. I mean, I could do that. I would say, hey, I'm not coming home.
You could do that. But
it's great.
It's training me to not feel –
the need to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come with having someone in your life. That comes with saying, hey, you know what? This is who I am.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know? I love going to get a manicure and a pedicure and a facial and all that crazy shit because that's what I love to do. And I could do it by myself or I could do it with a friend.
But this is good because you're getting to know this part of yourself.
And
you will keep it. Yeah, you'll keep it. And you'll find someone who really
fits that. That's the key, is keeping it.
And that's...
Yeah.
And having somebody compliment you instead of making it feel like taking from you.
Yeah.
Right. But if the minute you feel that in a relationship, if you look at what you're doing, if you're contributing something, change it. But if it doesn't change, then you get out.
Of course. But then there's also something very beautiful about caring and loving someone and that being reciprocated.
Yeah.
I mean that's the best thing in the world.
It could be both.
Absolutely. But for right now.
That's what I mean by don't compromise.
Right. It's just for me personally, the devastation of divorce.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It makes perfect sense.
I'm past the stage in my mind where I'm a failure about it, right?
Yeah.
But those are all, I think, the things that you need to go through before you can give 100% of yourself and say to someone, hey, these are all the things I learned in my first relationship of importance. These are the things that I'm going to flag for you now that I could go down a path where it might not even be you. It might just be me expecting your expectation to be something. And like all it takes for the person to be like, you're bugging. Go do whatever you want to do. You want to go sit and look at the sun for 5 hours? Just don't look, stare at it. You know what I mean? It's true though. Jake, I know you know what I'm feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also wanted to put in like you were successful, you know, when you were married, but tell me like your focus has been like laser focus, right?
Yeah, man.
Because you've had no distractions. And it's not to say that like being in a relationship is bad, but now that you're out, you see both sides. And I see that you're
prolific.
Way more focused.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
For real.
There is that. I see that.
Yep. It takes a lot to do what I do the way I like to do it.
But you'll find balance.
I hope so. And if not, this is probably – if this is what it is, it is. I'm not
worried about – And it doesn't have to be like this focused forever.
No.
You make hay while the sun shines.
No, because I'll tell you right now, I know when this will all change, the day that I look at myself in the mirror and be like, today's the day I want to be a dad.
Yeah.
And when that changes, watch all – everything that we're talking about falls into place.
I'd say 50. But you got to be done to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Like if you're the kind of person you are
– Oh, it would kill me. To not be put my kid to sleep or take him to school in the morning.
It'll be really challenging for you because you can't give anything 100%. I think that I don't think you're ready. I know when you're not so excited about work and like building and growing and what have you, then I think you'll be more ready.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, that's where I'm like 5 years.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I'm super. I love what I do work wise. You know what I mean?
So, you just want to be in a different mode with it. You'll want to slow
absolutely.
It down.
Absolutely. You know? But to Jake's point, it's like the clarity.
Yeah, I get it.
No, is everything.
I get it. All right.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Simple Contacts is the most convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. I don't wear contacts, but I have a lot of friends who do. And if you do, Simple Contacts is going to save you a ton of time and hassle, not to mention money. All you do is take a 5-minute vision test on your phone or computer. Then your doctor reviews it and writes you a new prescription. And you're done. If you have questions, you can even text with the support team and you'll always get to speak with a person, not a robot. Now, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, but you don't have to make a special trip to the doctor's office just to get a new prescription. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses and their prices are unbeatable and shipping is free. Plus, they're going to give my listeners $30 off their first Simple Contacts order with a promo code Jillian. That's right. So to get $30 off your contact lenses, go to simplecontacts.com/Jillian and enter the code Jillian at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/Jillian, or you can just enter the code Jillian at checkout.
So, squad.
Hey. Giancarlo's been crushing these quizzes these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's like he studied or something.
No, he did study. I sent him the thing. I sent him the itinerary.
No, the itinerary. She calls my schedule an itinerary. This is how much she travels.
That's
true. I like to be prepared.
Yeah, he probably did study. All right, so here's the question. What's more important, food or fitness?
Food.
Oh, shit.
Sleep.
That's not on the...
He studied, though.
I actually have a question about that for
Son
you.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
In all seriousness.
He's already straying off.
Why is it?
Cindy's like editing hell.
Why is it that, let's just say, you rest, you get 7 hours of sleep.
Okay.
You have a full day. In the time that you're awake, you do an intense workout.
Yes.
Why is it hard to feel like you need to fall? Like, why does the intense exercise not make you tired?
Depends who you are. It makes me tired.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Some people do get tired. My brother's been getting tired. I've gotten tired. It depends on, again, we go back to, is the...
It's like you have a kick of energy.
Is the level of intensity you're training at one you're accustomed to? Whereas if you're, like, for example, for the longest time, I just hated getting in the gym and picking up the heavy weights. And I was like, I don't need to. Body weight is fine. And, you know, again, the more I've been working on this book, I'm like, son of a bitch. And I get in there, you know, and I'd like, rah! Like, I old school girl, I'm like squatting with the barbell in the rack. And, I mean, it knocks the shit out of me. It makes me tired. And I think it's because it's new. It's a new stress for me. And my body is trying to recover. It's like I need to focus my energy on recovering. You, on the other hand, I think are pretty consistent with your level of intensity.
Yeah.
And so for you, your body – I don't know that I mentioned this last week, by the way. The more free radicals you're producing from exercise, the more you're building an immunity to free radicals. I forgot to mention that. So it actually helps your body better tolerate – free radicals. Isn't that
interesting?
Bananas.
The one thing I'm trying to figure out is my failure point. Like, I was doing this thing the other day where I had a rope. The rope was probably 50 feet long. And on the end of the rope was a sled with 345 plates on it.
Okay.
I needed to pull it in.
Your forearm flexors?
Just my hands.
Well, yeah.
After doing like forearm, like that exercise or like farmer walks, whatever, with like kettlebells.
Yeah, but this is textbook. Here's why.
It's like,
this
oh
is
my
why
God.
Two things. This is why, and this is why I'm sorry. I once heard Greg Glassman, the guy from CrossFit, I once heard him talk about like how muscle splits were stupid and how you use your back every day. And I was thinking, I can't believe this guy just said this. Because muscle splits doesn't have anything to do when you train certain muscles on certain days. It doesn't have anything to do with your inability to use your back on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It has to do with maximizing recovery. And it has to do with sequencing your training in such a way where you're not fatiguing those smaller muscles first so that you can get the most out of your back workout, because your forearms are small muscles,
right?
Your forearm flexors. So they're always going to give out before your back. That's why. And your biceps. What is connected to a pull motion? Pulling, the function. Forearm flexors, biceps. Then we get to the back. Back being a much bigger group of muscles, right? So the forearms are going to go, then the biceps are going to go. That's why we don't do biceps before you train back.
Correct.
That's why it's called a finisher, which, by the way, I created that whole concept. Go back 10 years, read Making the Cut. But whatever, pisses me off so much. I don't get any credit for this stuff. Seriously, it's in a book that's over 10 years old. But all right. So, and in Body Shred, we called it Blitz and Polish.
Right?
So polish, a.k.a. like finishing. So you don't train it first, otherwise they're going to be fatigued. And a muscle split is, let's say I'm going to do biceps on Monday. Well, I'm not going to want to do back on Tuesday because my biceps are going to be needing to recover.
Right.
So the biceps don't get an appropriate recovery. And not only that, your back gets a crappy workout because your biceps are recovering. That's the reason for muscle splits. It's to maximize recovery and maximize intensity.
Right.
So the minute the guy said that, I immediately – that's before I knew anything about CrossFit. And I was like, Okay. You're not right.
What you're saying is spot on. My question is
what do you do about it?
You use your hands as instruments, right?
Like, yeah, but what they do is they use things like straps.
Right.
That's why you see guys in the gym using straps. Yeah. So that it alleviates.
It gets real. Like you get to a point where you're like, I literally can just I want to stand on my hands.
Well, that's where you're getting – the problem is, and you got to be careful. So the problem is that's where we got to think about when people talk about functional training, what is your goal? Because we think, oh, that's functional. It's the rope. But people now misassociate functional training with anything that isn't on a machine at the gym. But the reality is the goal is what function are you trying to accomplish? So if you're trying to build a bigger back – that's not going to work, right? Because what's the first thing that's going to give out is your grip strength. Mm. So you're going to do better utilizing straps and doing pull-ups or pull-downs or what have you, and then go ahead and pull on your rope. Go ahead. Elevate heart rate. Get that total body conditioning. But that's where you got to look at sequencing is such a massive component. Because then the way I would have you do that is I would have you beat the crap out of your back with straps so that you can just hammer the shit out of you. Your lats, your rhomboids, what have you, without blowing out form, and then go ahead and do your pulls, by all means. Mm.
So I have
go. Who? Where?
No, I was just going to say, so food or fitness? So.
Which guest do you like better, Heidi or Giancarlo?
I love Giancarlo.
I love Heidi.
Watch yourself,
Cindy. It's different.
It's a difference.
I want to give him a hand rub now because his hands are sore. I will rub his hands while I say to you,
okay,
food?
I have to ask me what I'm doing at 9 p.m. tonight.
He's doing it again.
Rubbing his hands, trying to calm him down.
I have someone giving me a full body massage.
Okay, then I'm
I got to get like
now.
three a week.
So, Jill.
That's because you're a monster. Yeah.
Break it.
This is like that phoenix in the studio.
Yeah.
Break it.
Yeah. Break it. Yes.
Food
or fitness?
Or fitness.
Well, Sarah said food. Right?
Yes.
Food or fitness?
I would say food.
Sure.
You saying food?
Yeah.
Is more important than?
I mean, are we talking about for life, to live?
Can you go on walks and eat healthy?
I mean.
All right. Let's say this.
You need food to survive. You don't need fitness to survive.
Okay.
Oh, do you?
All right. So what about weight maintenance? Food or fitness?
Weight maintenance.
Food or fitness?
Oh.
It's not like a balance?
Fitness.
A balance.
A balance.
I'm all for balance.
Okay. I get that question a lot, which is more
important.
Yeah,
you do actually. Emails.
So here's the thing. When you're maintaining your weight, it's 80% food, if not more. If you don't overeat.
Stint for life, 80-20 rule.
Well, that's a different thing. That's about calorie, the quality of your calories. But yes.
Yeah.
So when it's about maintaining your weight, it is going to be 80% of that at least is going to be about what you're eating. If you're not eating too much food, you're not going to gain weight. No matter if you're not moving. I mean, it's not ideal. But if you are not exercising, you can maintain your weight by not overeating and preferably eating better quality foods. Even maybe 90-10. Now, weight loss, food or fitness?
Fitness.
G?
Food.
Cindy?
A balance.
It's more of a balance, but it's really 80-20 the other way around. Huh. And here's why. So people...
80-20 food?
80-20 fitness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And here's why. Because this is why people are like, oh my God, I'm starving myself and I can't lose weight. Well, again, let's do the math. Right? If there's roughly 3,500 calories in a pound, roughly, depending on the person, what have you, but it takes 3,500 calories roughly to burn through a pound of fat. Okay. And you're the average female, we'll use women, and you're not working out and you're like moderately active at your job and you're somewhere between 25 and 55. Your calorie burn, you can have that one, Pook. Your calorie burn, sorry, we're talking about coffee, is gonna range between, in a day, 1,400 to maximum 18, maybe 2,000 if you're crazy lucky, right? Without exercise. Crazy lucky. But the average person, I'm at 14. Mm. I mean, I'm little. So, but that's without exercise. That's my active metabolic rate without exercise. Okay. So let's say I was at 1,700 calories a day without exercise and I'm eating 12. Well, my deficit's 500 calories a day. So that's going to take me a week to lose 1 pound. And let's say Sunday, before I got on the scale, I had Chinese food and I'm up 2 pounds in water and I want to kill myself the next day and I quit my diet. So the thing of it is, you can't starve the weight off. It'll take you forever. And in the process of really dramatically, consistently reducing your calories, you're going to start to slow your metabolism down anyway. Your body's going to start adapting to that. So the only way to keep your metabolism from slowing, which you don't want it to do while you're trying to lose weight, right? It's a different game for longevity. You can slow it when you're in maintenance a bit, but you don't want that to happen while you're trying to get fat off. So the only way to burn through fat, which is stored energy, is to create more of an energy call. You have to work out. You have to exercise your way through stored fat. And that's how those contestants on Loser would lose all of that weight.
Right, right.
We just literally, I would walk them to China. And as much as I say like, hey, you know, don't, walking isn't the most efficient way to train. No, but when you're 500 pounds and I need to use energy, I can't have them doing a ton of, I couldn't have them doing a ton of high intensity training.
Yeah.
It's too much stress. So I would literally, like, the majority of the time, like, okay, we'd spend 5 to 6 hours of intensity training a week, and then the rest of the time I would like walk their asses to China.
Wow.
You know, I mean, literally, and I would train like each one, and they'd all the rest of them, it's like I train one, and then the rest would be walking, and then I'd pull one off, then that one goes back and walk, and I pull one off. I mean, so that's to answer the question, if you're trying to lose weight, you have to work out. It'll take an eternity. And you will slow your metabolism down, which isn't great for maintenance mode. So if it's about maintenance, then you don't need to work out as much. You just got to be more mindful of what you're eating.
Wow. Good.
Yeah. All right.
I like that very much.
Are you glad we got there?
I'm so happy.
Would you like to digress a little, G? All right, guys. Pay attention to this one because it's important. How many of you out there have crooked teeth, or you feel like your teeth aren't white or bright and you're insecure about it? I bet a lot of you. I know that my bottom teeth got a little crooked and messed up, and it drove me crazy, and I spent a fortune getting it fixed. And now, with a company like Candid, you can do this for 65% less than it would cost you to get braces. And it's really easy. You never even need to leave your home. So basically, they send you a modeling kit. They take models of your teeth. You send pictures in. And they have orthodontists that put together an entire treatment plan with customized clear aligners to give you straighter, brighter teeth in roughly 6 months. It's that easy. And anytime you have questions, you can talk to a real person. So you're one step away from getting straighter, whiter teeth. Take advantage of Candid's risk-free modeling kit guarantee. And when you use my dedicated link, candidco.com/Jillian, you save 25% off your modeling kit. That's candidco.com/Jillian to get 25% off the price of your modeling kit. candidco.com/Jillian. So go and check it out and get that smile that makes you feel extremely confident. It's within reach. It's totally affordable. Go now. All right, guys, this is for all my professionals out there. Have you ever tried to hire someone lately? I mean, I have, and I had to settle for Bishop. It's hard out there. Well, you know what? LinkedIn is not only the world's largest professional network, it's the best way to find great talent. I mean, because if you're like us, maybe you're posting to job boards and you hope you'll find the right person, and then you end up going through like 5 different people and it doesn't work out, but I'm not going to get into that because it's a much longer story. Then we discovered LinkedIn, and here's what's really cool about it. There are 22 million professionals looking and applying for jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry. And 70% of the U.S. workforce is already on LinkedIn. Also, LinkedIn considers so many different factors like skills, experiences, location, all to match and promote your job to potential candidates. So they're really good at delivering quality applicants. If you're not using LinkedIn to hire people, you're wasting your time. Period. Go to LinkedIn.com/Jillian and you'll get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/Jillian for a $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Jillian, $50 credit. Go now.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- channeling there is scaring me a little bit. So we have a bunch of emails about workouts. We have workout questions for you.
Oh.
So.
Are you church lady right now?
Oh, God. I guess so.
I like it.
So we have. I don't know where these voices come from.
I like it, church lady.
It's not in my head. as she takes a sip of water, spits it out everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gretchen.
She's going to do the whole thing in this voice?
No. I was trying to change the voice, but I said Gretchen.
Okay, Gretchen.
Gretchen from Washington State says,
yeah.
I have started swimming for 30 to 45 minutes 3 days a week. This uses more muscles than I thought. Arms, back, chest, and sore afterwards. Those things are sore afterwards. Okay. I've also been doing 2 to 3 days of weight training. Am I at risk for overtraining muscles?
Oh, no. So here's what I would do. Swimming, you're probably sore. You're going to adapt to that so quickly. Mm-hmm. You will not be sore. And you're not contracting the muscle like intensely with resistance or in these crazy like high intensity intervals. So if you're doing resistance training 3 times a week, I would do it as follows. I would do 1 day push muscles. Then I would do the next day pull muscles. Then I would take 2 days off and do total body. That way you're giving each muscle group 2 days of rest for the most part in between training. So like if you did chest, shoulders, triceps, quads on Monday, back, biceps, glutes, hamstrings on Tuesday. And you know, you do a little bit of abs both days, but it's functional. So you tend to use your core or whatever. And then you took off Wednesday, you took off Thursday, you did total body Friday. You got Saturday, Sunday off again, start over. You're perfectly split up. So if you're going to train 3 days a week, that's how I would do it. And you could swim on all the other days if you choose. And maybe, you know, you could do some like ab work isolated on those days too.
Sounds good. Rosa is considering buying a mini trampoline to do some cardio and make the impact of jumping easier on her knees. Would you recommend that?
I wouldn't not. I mean, I don't look. Here's the thing. If you're meeting somebody where they're at and this is where she's at and she's like, hey, this is big for me. I'm getting a little trampoline and I'm going to move. And it's, you know, you're on the couch right now, then get a trampoline, right? But, you know, if you're like, I'm on the trampoline and I'm on the trampoline and I'm on the trampoline and I'm on the trampoline. Like, if we looked at effective fitness, it's not up there. However, if we looked at fitness versus no fitness, and this is going to get you to work out, I will take it.
Yep.
So, you know, I would prefer more variety in your regimen. But if you know, I don't know, does it come with the video so you learn like how to do it or little intervals? Or I know a lot of women don't like it because they, I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
You pee.
Oh.
They pee in their.
I thought you were going to say their boobs.
Oh, the boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double sports bra on the boobs, I think. But there's a pee. See, you're young.
I mean,
and
like
you haven't
had
kids.
A baby. Yeah. Wow.
Sometimes they pee themselves.
On just.
Like a lot of the moms, like we had a birthday
for
the kids recently. At this place called Dojo Boom. And it's like sky high. Like you jump on the trampoline and all the moms were on the sidelines. And I was like, come on. And they're like, no. And I was like, oh my God, come on. And Heidi was like, everybody. And I was like,
wow.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Aw. I'm sure most of the kids were peeing there anyway. So.
Yeah, kids pee too.
Everybody pees. I think they pee on purpose. But
yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
So, quick question from Callie. What are your thoughts on benefits of working out first thing in the morning versus PM workout?
Honestly, all the research I've read about this says the best time of day is the same time of day because your body is prepared for fitness. You know what's crazy? I noticed that across the board. So I notice it like I work best before lunch, whether it's working on my computer or working out in the gym. I have to make a decision on where I want my focus to be best. It's like something about that period. My body's like, this is when I really do my best work. But studies will show that the best time of day is technically the same time of day if you're nuancing. However, the best time of day is whenever you can get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the answer. And some people notice that they work out at night and they can't go to sleep. So if that's you, you know, avoid it. But work out whenever you can. Then if you go to the next level, B, if you have the luxury, try to work out the same time of day for a little extra edge. C, and the only reason it gives you edge is because your body, again, is like, oh, at this hour, I put out more HGH or whatever. And then C is like, listen to your body. If you're weak in the morning because you're still groggy or whatever and you don't drink coffee or who knows, you're still tired, do it later in the day. If you work out later in the day and you are, you know, up all night, don't work out earlier in the morning and so on.
Sounds good. Daisy has a torn rotator cuff. She was in a car accident. So she would like you to recommend some exercises that can help tighten her tummy without using her back or shoulder. Mm. She's trying to look good in her wedding dress.
Right. I mean, she should be able to still do things like crunches,
yeah,
bicycle crunches, hollow man hold. I mean, torn a rotator cuff.
She said,
I can see her planks could be a problem for her potentially.
She said she had 3 shots in her lower back.
From her rotator cuff?
No, and surgery to repair the rotator cuff and torn ligament.
Oh, if she had surgery, yeah, no, she can't do shit with that arm.
Yeah, so crunches, the arm is really out.
Even if she crosses it, cross the arms across the chest.
Yeah.
And do like crunches and, you know, leg raises and bicycles and, you know, you can lift your upper body up. You just keep her out crossing arms across the chest.
Just keep them safe. No, that's good. So Lana is writing about her 15-year-old daughter, and her daughter's being bullied because she's 250 pounds. She tried to sign her up for Weight Watchers. They don't really have anything for kids. So she said, I need your help with my daughter and these young kids with obesity to develop a program for young kids, or tell me where I can go to get her help.
I mean, help is, I can tell you what to do. You don't need. I mean, here's the thing. The kid has to want to change. Yeah. So if she tries to change the kid's going to interpret it as like, oh, you don't love me. Oh, you think I need to lose weight, or you're embarrassed by me. So it has to be the kid's idea. Honestly, I would get her into martial arts. That's what, I mean, I can only speak from personal experience, but then you're in an environment where that shit is not tolerated.
Yeah.
You know, she becomes a part of a community. She's moving, but she's empowered through movement, and it's not about making her visibly smaller. It's about her learning to do a fucking front kick.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I'm swearing a lot. So, I mean, if you have the means, I would try to get her into martial arts. If you don't, you know, the answer's simple, but she has to want to do it. And all she has to do is eat less food and move her body more often. And you can't get in it. Don't give me the glandular Jeanette stop with that. I promise you, stop it. It just, that's what needs to happen. You know, and I mean, what activities can she get in? Are there any at school? I mean, even if she gets outside and rides a bike, a skateboard, gets into dance, like whatever it may be, even if you get her videos for her to do at home, if she's embarrassed out of the house, like that stuff's not expensive, but it has to be her choice.
Yep.
And until it is, you cannot help her. Period. End of story.
All right.
I'm sorry to say. You'll only end up doing more harm.
All right. Well, thank you.
No voice.
No, that wasn't a voice.
Not really.
Thank you so much. It was so lovely having you here today. Ta-ta.
Pathetic.